This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎来到 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是佳莹。这档节目帮助大家解答在学习英语时遇到的疑问。本期节目要回答的问题来自一位听众，问题由我来代读。我想问一下Raise, ravage, ruin 这三个词有什么区别？该在哪种情况下使用呢？非常感谢。这位听众想知道这三个词之间的不同。Raise, ravage 和 ruin 都可以做动词使用，意思也都和摧毁有关，但并不完全相同。首先看动词 raise, R-A-Z-E。Raze 通常表示彻底摧毁城镇、村庄、建筑物等结构。我们常用 raze 的被动结构加上 to the ground 来表示某物被夷为平地，即 be razed to the ground。听两个例句。
The whole suburb was razed to build a new development. The old building was razed to the ground by the bulldozer.
说完了 raze, 接着看 ravage, R-A-V-A-G-E. Ravage 做动词时表示蹂躏、摧残。它强调造成非常严重的甚至是长期的破坏。来听四个例句。
The neighborhood was ravaged by a tornado. All the residents had to find shelters elsewhere.Volunteers are planting trees in areas ravaged by wildfires a few years ago. The once beautiful island has been ravaged by tourism. Now its beach is filled with rubbish. His lungs were ravaged by smoking.
除了做动词以外 ,ravage 也可以做名词使用，常用作复数，表示损坏、破坏。比如 ,the ravages of time, 岁月的摧残。请听例句。
The building has suffered the ravages of time.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
Ruin, R-U-I-N, 做动词时，既可以表示完全毁坏一个实物，也可以表示完全毁掉某件事情的价值或乐趣。我们听三个例句。
That fire almost ruined my house. I accidentally knocked over my coffee and ruined the entire drawing. Sarah lost her passport and that ruined our holiday. We had to cancel all our plans and go home.
最后 ,ruin 做可数名词时指断壁残垣、废墟。来听一个例句。
Divers discovered the ruins of an ancient city under the sea.
上面我们讲到动词 raze 表示彻底摧毁城镇、村庄、建筑物等。Ravage 既可以做动词，也可以做名词，意思是摧残，强调造成非常严重的破坏。动词 ruin 表示完全毁掉某物，既可以是一个实物，也可以是一件事情的价值、乐趣。做可数名词时指废墟。本期节目到这里就告一段落了。如果你在英语学习中遇到了难题，欢迎通过微博向我们提问。我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，再会。
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.